Module 7, Training Your Team. Training your virtual team is a little different from training your regular employees. Because these employees can span the continents, it's not practical for employees to meet in one place for training. We will discuss in this section the different ways you can train your remote employees. Telecommute training. Telecommute training basically means training over the telephone. This training can be brief instruction or in-depth details. Telecommute training is usually accompanied by some sort of web-based training or visual aids to help the employees. The great advantage of telecommute training is that employees have the opportunity to ask questions right away. Web-based training. Have you ever used YouTube to find out how to fix something around the house? That could be considered web-based training. Web-based training is training that takes place on an intranet or intranet page. These trainings could consist of just written information, pictures, videos, or interactive forums. Interactive web-based training forums can consist of quizzes or even virtual simulations. This type of training is highly effective but can be costly depending on the type of training the company selects. There are many avenues for web-based training. Peer-to-peer training. Peer-to-peer training is another great way to train your remote employees. Peer-to-peer means team members training other team members. Peer-to-peer training can consist of employees traveling to train new team members in their workspaces. Some companies have a special team member selected for this task. Peer-to-peer training can also consist of the peer contacting the new team member via phone or web communication. Peer-to-peer training allows the new team member to ask questions without the pressure of feeling intimidated by their management. The peer that is training also has insight into the tasks the position requires because it is a job function they perform often. Training assessment and retraining. Once training has been completed, it's time to assess the effectiveness of the training and decide if any retraining is necessary. It is easy to assume that you have clearly given the appropriate instructions for job training. Leaving new team members improperly trained is like asking someone to fix a car without any tools. You are handicapping your new team member from reaching their full potential. If you discover that your new team member needs additional or retraining, it is not necessarily a reflection of the team member. We are all different people and learn differently. Making sure that you are administering the appropriate training for that person's learning style is part of managing a high-performance team. There are three major types of learning styles. Auditory learners learn through hearing information. Visual learners learn through seeing information like videos and pictures. Kinesthetic learners learn through touching or doing the action they are trying to learn. Case study. Frank is the team member tasked with training Ursula, the newest member of his company's team. His company is very enthusiastic about peer-to-peer training. Frank is not able to go visit Ursula at her home because she lives across the country, and his company doesn't have the budget for him to travel. He has come up with several videos, print material, and virtual simulations on the web to train Ursula. He wants to telecommute with Ursula also while she is doing some of the virtual simulations in case she has questions.